this Easter Sunday morning. But let us pray before we open God's word and think about it again. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for your word. And we thank you that it speaks to us of the significance of what happened when Jesus rose from the dead. And we pray that as we look now at this passage, you would help us to see it and understand it, to believe it, and then live in the light of the resurrection. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Death. The inevitable end to our lives. Now, we try hard all our lives to avoid death, but we cannot. Death always comes. Neither medicine nor magic can do anything to delay the inevitable. Fitness and fear, well, they don't work either. Either by accident or illness, murder, war, or good old age, something fatal will happen to us all. Death is the inevitable end to our lives. We all die. And yet deep within us is a desire to live. As the writer of Ecclesiastes put it, I have seen the burden that God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. We all die, and yet eternity is in our hearts. Yes, it's some comfort if we are old and we feel like we've lived a full life. But if we were given the option of more life in good health and in good times, I think all of us would take it. We long to live, and yet we know that we will die. Eternity is in our hearts, but death is the inevitable end. And this is the great burden of life. Death. Is there anything that can lift this burden from our shoulders? Well, the Bible gives us new hope in the face of death, and we see it really clearly in our passage today. Have a look again at verse 3 with me. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Peter here speaks to us of a new hope that comes through the resurrection of Jesus. As we remembered a couple of days ago, Jesus suffered the fate of all humans, death. But unusually, Jesus came back to life again on the Sunday. He who was dead was made alive again. Jesus rose. He is risen. And this single event in history, which happened on Easter Sunday all those years ago, we're told here provides new hope for those who must die. Suddenly, death was not the inevitable end. Now there is a new possibility that death was a beginning of a new life. And friends, that is great news this Easter Sunday. When Jesus rose from the dead, death suffered its first defeat. Just like the failure of the siege of Tobruk showed that the Germans in World War II weren't invincible, Jesus' resurrection shows that death is not invincible. It was beaten once, and this gives hope to those who must die, that it can be beaten again. But was Jesus' resurrection a one-off? Well, the answer is no, because it creates for his followers a living hope. Look again at verse 4 for the details. And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. The living hope for Jesus' followers is the promise of a place in heaven. Life forever with God in a new and perfect world. And that takes the sting out of death, doesn't it? If death is not the inevitable end, but actually the starting point of an eternity of happiness, then it changes how we see death. Death becomes like childbirth. The pain is hard, but after the pain is done, there is great happiness and joy. Death is transformed from the inevitable end to being the start of something much, much better. Heaven provides the believer with great hope in the face of death. And this hope that we're speaking of here isn't the vain, futile hope that we normally think of when we use the word hope in Australia. When we tend to use the word hope, we think of it as being something that we vainly wish for. You know, we would go, "Ah, well, I hope she'll be all right." The Christian hope is not like that. It's described here as a living hope, and it's living because of Christ's resurrection. His resurrection is the down payment that guarantees the resurrection of his followers. Or to put it another way, his resurrection is the proof that death has been defeated. It can no longer hold the followers of Jesus. And so Christians have this living hope, because Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday all those years ago. The historical event of the resurrection means his followers can be certain about their own resurrection to eternal life. And that means that as we live our lives, and especially as we face our deaths, we can have a different attitude to those who don't follow Christ. Have a look at verse 6. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. In this fallen and marred world, life is full of griefs. The trials of this life ensure that everyone at some point will experience some loss of some kind. And usually quite a few. Accidents, illness, war, drought, poverty, broken relationships, the death of loved ones. I could keep going, couldn't I? There is no shortage of trials and suffering in this world. We see it in our lives and we see it on the news. And Christians themselves are not immune from these trials and sufferings. It's not like there's a force field around Christians and they just scoot through life finding it easy. It's not like that at all. No, Christians suffer the same as everyone else in one sense. They go through the same stuff, the same horrible suffering of a fallen world. And yet, they don't suffer the same as everyone else, because in their suffering, as it says here in this verse, they can rejoice, indeed, greatly rejoice. They can rejoice despite the pain and the grief of life. For the Christian has a certain knowledge that all their suffering pales into insignificance compared to the eternity of happiness that is awaiting them in heaven. The Christian in their suffering can hold on to the confident hope of their resurrection to eternal life. The joy of heaven easily outweighs the pain of life. Everyone suffers, but Christians know that their pain and their suffering will end in death. and that death will mark the start of a better life that never ends. And that changes their suffering so much that they can actually rejoice through it. Friends, everyone suffers in life. And the difference is that the followers of Jesus have living hope as they suffer. This hope is certain because Jesus' resurrection on the first Easter Sunday guarantees it. He has defeated death, and it is no longer inevitable that people die and stay dead. Not for those who follow Jesus, but rather for them, for us. Death is the wonderful beginning to look forward to with confident expectation of a new and better life that never ends. A life that we were designed to live. God has set eternity in the hearts of humanity. We know that death is an imposter. And through Jesus' resurrection from the dead, the imposter is dealt with. For death is defeated and becomes the beginning and not the end. So let us praise God for all he has done for us in the Lord Jesus, for his death for our sin, and his resurrection that gives us new life, a life that never ends with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that all those Good Fridays ago, he died on the cross for us, paying the penalty of our sin so that we might be forgiven. And we thank you for his resurrection on Easter Sunday. We thank you that he rose again and that his resurrection means the defeat of death for those who trust and follow him. We thank you that we can now look forward to our own resurrections and the start of a new life that never ends, in a place that is not marred by sin and the fallenness of this broken world. So by your mercy and your Spirit, Lord, we pray that you would cause us to trust in your risen King and then look forward with joy to the day when we will join him in heaven. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.